Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
If we're talking generalizations, isn't the, hey, we're taking a break, just breakup foreplay?
Huh?
For the most part.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part. I mean, of course, some are going to take a break. We can take those calls. But for the most part, it means, like, this is just, we are weaning into living separate lives.
Instead of cannonballing into a breakup, you're basically dipping your toe in.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like breaking up in the most cowardly way.
Slow and painful.
Because this is the second time, the second email that we got this week that has to do with the confusion of a just a break, not a breakup, just a break. Cassie's got the email.
Bert, Kristen, Mo, and Abby. I got what I asked for, and now I don't want it. My boyfriend and I are on a break at my request. We've been together almost 2 years, and I had become overwhelmed with life, but not him. There are some personal things going on I didn't want to share, but my boyfriend wasn't being as supportive as I would have liked him to be. I discussed it with my therapist, and I came to the decision that a breather for me to reset would be best. We had a deep conversation about what I was going through, and again, I didn't really get the support I was yearning for, so that pretty much solidified that the break was necessary. It's been 2 weeks, and I have heard nothing. Nothing!
That's capital letters.
Why is he not fighting for us? Why is he not fighting for me? I want to communicate with him, but I want him to want to communicate with me. For the record, this was not some sort of test. It wasn't until a few days in I started wondering if he cared enough to reach out. Or is he showing that he cares by actually keeping his distance? I know, I sound ridiculous. I know you're going to try to pin this on me because I'm the one who requested the break.
Mm-hmm.
But if you love someone, you truly love someone, and you know they are going through a tough time, wouldn't you have reached out at least once to check in on them?
Mm.
This break has actually done the complete opposite of what I intended. I'm more overwhelmed than I was before. Do I reach out to him or do I continue to wait to see if he reaches out to me? And if he never does, is that it?
I'm feeling tired and I don't give a F. Here we go.
We have to.
Here we go. I'm just going to hit you with honesty. That's all.
Hit her. Well,
right, this is, what do we softly. Say? What do we say? When people email us or they call, we are assuming we would give you the same advice we would give our best friend.
All right. So Mo comes to you and mm-hmm. he says this because, you know, this totally sounds like something Mo would do.
Yeah, right. I say, dude, she's telling you everything you need to know. That's it. I mean, he hasn't reached out one time, even to check in on you.
So hey, you do think that's a bad sign?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
Even if that's what she asked for?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
How can you? Okay.
If you're on a break, right, I'm still.
You still care about the person?
Yeah. I'm still like, hey, no need to respond. Just want to let you know I'm thinking about you.
See, I feel like this is similar to a situation when I'm in a relationship and I feel like my lady asked me for something and I feel like I'm giving her exactly what she asked for, all to find out that I'm not. Because even if I did want to reach out, if you tell me you want a break, that's what you want. It's your request. I'm not going to reach out even if I want to because you asked me not to.
Never give them what they ask for.
It's so confusing.
I need you to fight for us.
Even though I told you not to fight for us.
Yes.
I literally just had this conversation last night. I think it was with Kaylee, I want to say. We were at a table together and I said, you should give, as a rule of thumb, give your woman one level above what she asks for.
Huh?
So the thing is, if she asks for on a break, no contact, one level above, I'm thinking about you, you don't need to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But give her the out. But just once, you know, if she asks for, I don't know, like, oh, I'm not hungry. You don't need to get me a burger from the drive-thru. Get her a burger. Just get one. And at the end of the day, if she's excited, she has one. And if she doesn't want it, then you have an extra burger.
You know, it's crazy. So much easier than that to me. Like, just wanting what you ask for.
Yes.
No.
Specifically. Yes.
That's tiring.
But, okay, can I, like, hear me out here. This might sound ridiculous, but I don't think it is. For so long, women have been conditioned to ask for less than what we think we deserve.
Yep. We don't want to be in an inconvenience. We don't want to put anybody out.
Yes.
So we never want to be in a position where we're making you do extra.
And we don't want to be burdens, right?
Those are the good old days.
Anyway. But then you allowed us to vote and it all went to hell in a handbasket.
Damn it, Susan B. Anthony.
Suffrage.
But I really do feel like this is societally has been ingrained in us for centuries and centuries. And so we're finally starting to like come out of that. But I think like deep down we try to be like less needy. Mm-hmm. In a way. And so we actually, what we ask for isn't really what we want. It's what we think others need from us.
So this email is setting women back 50 years is what you're saying.
No, it's not. No.
What you're saying is we've been conditioned to not ask for what we really want.
Yes.
Women.
Right. So she did ask for what she really wanted.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
She did not. She asked for a break, but she wants him to fight for her.
Okay. So she should. Okay. So she, if we're going to go back in time.
Yes.
Then what should she have said?
What she should have said is, when I express to you how difficult life is right now, how overwhelming life is right now, I wish you would have stepped up and been like, how can I make life easier for you? What can I do to be a supportive pillar in your life?
See, as a man, I would so appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not trying to come at you, but like genuinely, I would feel like almost attacked, like I was attacking you in some way. And I feel like that's how it would come across. Like, you didn't know enough. Here's what's wrong with you. You didn't support me. Like, it's not
you're a nag.
That honesty is so refreshing.
So refreshing.
An email like this to a dude, for me, is so deflating. Like, we trying to decode and figure out what you really want is exhausting. And it makes me feel like I don't want to be in this relationship. I want to find somebody that is really going to tell me what they want.
100%.
But then when we do, we're demanding and we're bitches.
And nagging and high maintenance.
Yep.
It's a double-edged sword. It sucks for everybody. Well, let me ask y'all this, because I've never been on a break with a significant other. Does a break really mean no contact, or is it just a break from seeing each other day, every day and being up in each other's business?
Honestly, I always felt like anytime we went on a break, it was just us saying that, hey, we don't want to do this cleanly yet, but it's right down the road.
Well, I feel like it's different. Like, for every couple, how to define the break is different. Some couples, I think it's like, listen, I just need no communication. I genuinely need a full break. And I think for others, it's more like we can check in with each other, but we just need some space.
Can you guys put like a glossary together at some point for us dudes? Like, when I say this, I really mean this. Just like 10 of them. Like, the burger example is a really good
one. It's a great one.
It's a really, because we would not have assumed that. We just assume that if you don't want a burger, you don't want a burger.
And then what happens, generalization, is the girl will eat half of your burger and fries. And then
it pisses me off every time.
Honestly, as it should, because I'd be like, that's my damn food. You could have gotten your own, but again, we don't want to put you out. So it's that weird, we'll just have a couple of fries, and then, oh, we're actually really hungry.
So you want us to put a list together?
Just a little glossary. Just, I mean, I don't want it to be too extensive. I don't want to put it on your mental list because, you know, women have the responsibility. It's always on our mental to-do list.
It's our
mental load.
The good news is this is work and we get a paycheck. So feel free to add.
Just a few of them where guys might be confused. Maybe there's the most popular ones that we get wrong like this.
Yes.
Just to have a glossary, just so we could use it as a manual.
Please. I've got a name for it. You could call it the extra good glossary.
The extra what?
The extra glossary, because y'all being extra.
Because you're going to be an X if you don't get with it. Well, both of those fall flat.
You know them all. You do. It was better than your pickle idea.
Get it? The Burt Show.